We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it is, too, Phil. When you think about it, they probably said the bye week, which was supposed to be later, got moved up. But when you really think about this situation, it's very unique. They have won three out of their last four. And even though you make the change to a quarterback, most of the time you're doing it for a negative reason. This is only because to give him experience. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, you could go back to him. If he struggles, I would not hesitate because still winning is going to be the priority. So you can always go back to Fitz.
Even though I love Flores and I appreciate the way he coaches his squad, there is a risk. If he doesn't play well, then the locker room is sitting back saying, okay, we won three or four. You put in the young fella. Why didn't you just leave Ryan Fitzpatrick? And if it's working, why are you trying to fix it? I didn't like the move at all. I would rather see Tua wait, watch the game from a bird's eye view for the entire season, and then in his sophomore year, put him on the field.
You know what? First and foremost, I love Ryan Fitzpatrick. He has given us so many memories
here. So entertaining.
Good ones, low ones, funny ones. He is a perfect example of how to be a professional athlete and how to carry yourself. There's no question about that. But as far as Tua concerns, thank God we finally got a left-handed quarterback back in the league.
That's
it's been about time. How long we've been waiting for this?
All right, there you have it. Worried about losing the locker room and how he's going to play and everybody's going to turn on the team and the coach and all those things that I believe Brian Flores with his coaching staff has thought about all that stuff. All of it has been brought up. He got a little reminder when the Dallas Cowboys came out and said, this is the worst coaching we've ever seen on teams. And what the hell are we doing? So, yeah, that was a take, which, by the way, we beat up last week talking about all those things. You won three out of four. Ryan Fitzpatrick's real popular. Guys that come out and say, I love this guy. I'll do anything for this guy. He's a my guy. I love him. I'll go anywhere. Any battle this guy wants to go, I'm signing up to go with him. And all those things. And the team has said, well, you do whatever, but we're going to it. It's now officially to a time. And, you know, again, the conspiracy theories that Stephen Ross is up in New York and says, enough's enough, fellas. You want to keep your damn job. Play Tua. I want him in after the bye week, period. And if the bye week changed, I'm sorry. Play him in the new bye week, the earlier one. I want to see him out there. So, hey, we'll see. And by the way, you get a look at the Rams play tonight against Chicago. And so they'll have a short week and then travel across the country as well to play the Dolphins, who should be getting a lot of guys back and everything else.
That's what they want, right? Get fully healthy for Tua's debut.
Well, listen, I do agree. Coach said, hey, man, it's not just going to be about Tua. It's going to be about the whole team. Well, he's right. Defense is going to have to play their ass off. Special teams going to have to continue to give the Dolphins good field position like we saw against the Jets and didn't take advantage of, but got a lot of good stuff there. And
Joe, how about this? We haven't talked about the offensive line a lot because normally we do in a negative way more than a positive way if they're not doing well. This week, Aaron Donald in the middle, after, you know, seeing that, this will be a nice test for the two guards, the center, and see exactly what happens with that offensive line.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you gotta put a game plan to, like, hey, first thing you put on, when you do these game plans and they do the scouting reports and they put all that stuff in, I mean, priority number one defensively is Aaron Donald.
Right.
I mean, you put up the stats and the moves, and those guys are going to see all those nasty moves he has from his Warren Sapp-like defensive tackle moves that this guy has. And so you're right. I mean, I have trouble believing I'm going to leave any of our guys, rookies or veteran guys, by themselves on this guy.
There'll be two guys on him at all times if that's the game plan.
Now, they'll blitz, right? And they can do some different things, but that's where we got to get rid of it and throw it away or try to give somebody a chance to make a play down the field. So the other topic coming out yesterday, remember this when the season started? Well, we're all going to be watching Brady in Tampa Bay or Belichick in the Patriots. Who have a better record? I could just hear Tom Brady last night on his way home after kicking Vegas's ass. On his way home, they played in Las Vegas, Zach?
Yes,
is that
they
game
did.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I was watching
good call by
the
you.
Right
yeah.
place.
Right.
So he's coming home and he's looking at the stats on that other game going, man, I feel bad for Cam. He got nobody to throw to. That's not a very good team right now as they got pounded by the 49ers. I mean, it wasn't even close. You saw it coming as Belichick walked over to the bench and said, Cam, three picks is enough. You're out.
Right.
And
tapped him out. He tapped him out. That was the best part.
Put
right.
Stidham in, and right. yeah, he did. He gave him a little tap, like, "Hey, man, you're still my guy, but this is ugly. We gotta get something going."
And Cam went to the bench once or twice on the on the sideline after drives, and literally, if Belichick was close, you could see him going, "My bad," but he knew at that point what kind of game he was having, and he knew he'd have to answer at some point to Bill Belichick.
So I've watched this, and we had this debate. Belichick knows what he's doing with all these new tight ends, and these receivers are going to be a lot better, and the system, and the great offensive coordinator. And I was like, man. And then, I drank a little of the Kool-Aid after what they did to the Dolphins.
Ran of course.
200 yards, and
right.
Dolphins looked confused and couldn't stop the run on the outside and all those things, and Cam running. All of a sudden, Cam stopped running. Or teams are doing a better job, so he can't run. And they look. I mean, Cam's one hopping him. He's not helping himself. He doesn't look great the last couple of games.
His arm looks terrible, Joe. His arm looks like Carolina bad at the end again.
Zach, I'm going to tell you something. This is the worst group of receivers
in
the NFL.
I know.
And Edelman got old.
Right.
He got old. He's sitting over there going, man, I'm glad I got my rings and got a decent base because this is bad right now.
Joe, Jacoby Myers, Demir Byrd, Ryan Izzo, Dalton Keene. These are the wide receivers and tight end group that New England's throwing the ball to.
It's
bad.
So I guess the question is, how does such a great coach go with that group and so much confidence that get in our system, you just play better? I don't know. I mean, that was an ass whooping where he's over. There's nothing they could have done yesterday. They pounded him. Then they started running the ball. Then that defense starts to break down. You got all kinds of problems because you're not getting it done on the other side. So just crazy to see where the New England Patriots are right now. And, of course, the other story. Yeah, just wanted to trying to fit it all in here, man, like a nice paper. Tom Brady got himself another weapon besides just beating the crap out of Vegas. Matter of fact, I think they just scored again before they left. Antonio Brown is now going to join Evans, Godwin, Gronk, Brown, and Scott Miller, who I never thought I'd be talking about Scott Miller. But
Scotty Miller, right.
Going to join him. And if I'm Scott Miller, I'm going, oh, crap. Oh, man. How does this all work? And they kind of changed their tune on the whole thing. Their head coach was kind of down on him when he had him at Pittsburgh. But he pretty much came out and said, listen, man, I told him, you play by the books, you play the right way, or you're out of here.
I mean,
you get low base salary, you get a little bit in incentives, not a lot. And so if you want to play, I mean, a humbling experience for Antonio Brown coming back with a $1 million base and about $1.5 million in incentives. I don't know how reachable they are. I don't have any idea what they are. Start certain amount of plays, catches, whatever it might be. And then the lie came. Then the big lie came yesterday when the head coach says, this was not Tom Brady. This was my decision. You don't think Tom Brady?
Right, come on.
Beating on that head coach, right. Going, hey, coach. come on, man. Everybody knows how much Tom Brady and his receivers have been banged up. Although it's funny, they'll all be getting their ass healthy now with Antonio Brown coming back for sure.
Oh yeah, not even a question.
But man, they got weapons everywhere. They're running around now. Gronk all of a sudden looks like the old Gronk. It took him a while to start looking like his old self again. And last couple of games, he's making plays and he's trying to jump back in that "don't forget about me" tight ends as one of the best. But he does look really good as
targeted 8 times yesterday. Joe
took the year off to come back and do what he's done, getting his weight way down and then putting some back on and then getting back and used to playing football again. But man, Tampa Bay, I mean, and Brady looked really, really sharp throwing the football as well. So a lot of good stuff going on. And of course the play that we talked about before, the last night, it wasn't just about all the offensive performances. DK Metcalf running a guy down. Maybe, I wonder where it will be tonight or today when everybody does the wrap-up of the Sunday NFL football games and watching that big freak in a very respectful way. Big freak at 6'4", 230, run like that and run a defensive back down the sideline. I don't know if he just, it looked like he just kind of looked up and go, "Where the hell did you come from, man?"
Right.
"Where did you come from?" I mean, he had to get around his quarterback. Russell Wilson stopped. He goes, "I got no chance to catch him." And he's just striding. And one guy didn't quit. DK Metcalf. They said he ran 110 yards to run his ass down. And then Arizona doesn't score. So it was just one of the great hustle plays. It'll be by far every high school, college, and pro coach's favorite video to show. I still like remember Don Shula like, "Hey, you guy throws an interception. Damn it, I want to see everybody running. Last thing I want to see is pick sixes." And so it kind of sticks with you, man. And I'm just thinking, man, everybody's getting up today, and every coach is saying, "Hey, guys, did you see that? When our guy throws it, I want to see that kind of effort. Right. I don't want to turn on a film and see a guy – half-assing or pouting because he didn't get the ball or going, screw it, we'll get him on the next one. I want to see that kind of effort." It was just one of those crazy, crazy plays, man. Just freakish.
Pete Carroll said, "One of the best football plays I've ever seen." That was his
He
quote.
Did say that? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the His quote was, "One of the best football plays I have ever seen. It was inspiring for the team."
Man, just for a guy that's just,
I mean, he's a freak. There's nothing more you can say about DK Metcalf. If you've never seen DK Metcalf's pictures when he sits there, was it before the draft when he put
I take my
pictures?
Shirt off all the time, right, too, if right. I look like that.
Of course.
Hell, I'd go to church and have my shirt off. The priest would be going, hey, put your shirt on. I go, "Hey, man, I worked hard on this, man."
Right.
Even the priest would go, "Okay, you're right." All right. No, he wouldn't.
You would definitely be wearing one of those Cam Wake jerseys, right? Like the half jerseys, just so you can make sure to show off your abs in that one.
Well, either the cannons on your arms or
right.
just, or you're right.
Well, the cannons are going to be out, but you want people to see what that stomach looks like, too.
I just, the gene pool back home, the gene
right.
pool that he has obviously worked on
yeah.
is very, very impressive. We got to go to break here. A lot more stuff. By the way, got our football started back up. All the big guys were playing. A lot of exciting stuff, including a huge, huge upset of one of the top teams in the country going down. I surprised as all get out to find out late at night, somebody went down. We're going to tell you about that team that is loaded. I don't know how it happened, but it was a big, big time upset. A lot of really good high school football games over the weekend as well. Well, have an update on all that stuff. And of course the rookies continue to impress. Justin Herbert, man, just gets better and better and better. Right now, kind of speaking of better and better and Justin Herbert, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I do. I want to talk about the new cars, trucks, and SUVs, especially those trucks, because guess what? Truck month is on, and it is going strong, and I know you're going to love it. Starting with those Silverado trucks, and I said trucks because we got so many different style trucks to fit exactly what your lifestyle is. That's right. Whatever it is you're looking for, we got. I'm telling you, if you need a family/working truck or a full-time working truck, or just a truck person, all the different styles and colors there are just beautiful, and you know they're all durable with those steel beds. Silverado trucks are really hard to beat, and with Truck Month going on, we got unbelievable deals for you. Same with the Tahoes and Suburbans. They're all in one when it comes to trucks right now. So you've been looking at those big, beautiful, comfortable Tahoes or those big, beautiful Suburbans with all that space for you and your family and the animals and everything else. Listen, stop by. We got dealerships all over the place. Yeah, I could tell you about the Traverse and the Equinox. And of course, not just that, but we just got so many. The Chevy Blazers, so much fun to drive with a great look. You got to go out and take a look. We got great deals going. It's truck month. It's a fantastic time. We got dealerships all over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County for you. So what are you waiting for? Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today. All right, welcome back. Happy Monday morning to everybody out there. As boy, if you didn't get enough football over the weekend, I don't know, like sitting back and watching all the games and the Canes pull one out 19-14. I know some people were bummed out again. Like, I'm sorry, man. Winning games is all it's about. It's about winning games. I know you want to get back to beating people 40-14. I get it. People keep saying you can't win in college football scoring 19 points. And maybe down the road you're right. And I get when you're playing Clemson, you're right. But right now, they're not a perfect team. But at least they're winning. The team that wasn't perfect last year used to lose all those kind of games. They used to fall apart. These guys, they hang in there. They make enough plays. We called out all those wide receivers, and boy, did they step up. Zach, man, you're right. They got called out, and they really stepped up.
I mean, that's the one thing I brought up on Thursday and even Friday on the show here was the Orr effect, like what that does to the seniors or the juniors or the leaders on this team when you find when the depth chart comes out and your coaches don't even think at this point that your name should be first. It's the Orr effect. By the way, I just got to read you a couple texts that came in because of what you said. You said, someone said, did Joe seriously call the Canes win nice? Question mark. There was nothing nice about being in a death struggle with a terrible Virginia team. Same texter texted, and also, I'm not sure how anyone could think the UM program is in good shape. The offense has regressed. Blake Baker's defense is completely passive. No violence at the point of attack. Soft zone coverages, and the players look out of position and lost. God only knows what next year they're going to look like with no Phillips, no Roche, no Bolden, no Kim. Like this, you would think they lost 48-0.
I look at fundamentals of winning games because those would be the same people that if they lose those games 19-14. And the other thing I don't get, because somebody else brought it up to me that I really respect, like, yeah, they might be okay this year, but next year they're in big trouble. Like, wow, what? Like, okay, it's not perfect. It's got some holes in it right now. It's got some holes in it. It looks like they got hit with a little COVID-19 from some of their younger guys. I'm just guessing, since they didn't want to come out and last second couldn't play some guys in the game. But the guys I get, listen, they got some really good players, and they got some weaknesses. You're right. Can't run the ball. We'll get into all that stuff. But, like, it just gets me, man. Like, this isn't Clemson, this program. It's not Ohio State. It's not Alabama. It's not. And so, I don't know, like last year, if you were bummed about winning, I can't imagine what you're like losing FIU last year. And some of those losses were field goal kickers were missing the 25-yarders, and it came down to...
Clemson was in a battle with Syracuse in the second half.
Right.
I know they were favored by 9 touchdowns, but that game was a 1-touchdown game in the third quarter.
That's right.
So, if you think I'm going to come on and bitch about them winning a game by 5, going, man, that's Virginia's that, and this, and this, and this, and the schedule will get tougher. Schedule is about ready to get tougher, although North Carolina State didn't look great either. They got kicked in pretty good. But I get where you guys have been. You've been in a place that most other college programs have never been. I know my school's never seen the day of what UM was. But, man... And now guys are complaining about this, and you give up 14 points. I understand it's not what it used to be. I get it. Points are up. Our yards are up. You're frustrated. The style.
I think maybe, Joe, the difference in this game, though, is that you felt there was a chance to lose as opposed to the Pitt game where it felt like Miami was in control the entire time. I mean, Derek King goes to throw that screen pass, Joe, and it's 13-7, and they drop a pick six. That play was a little bit dicey. I mean, there were times in this game where it felt like Virginia could find a way to kind of sneak out of there with a win. I think maybe that's the difference. But, again, with you look around what's happening in college football and to just not take the win is a little silly.
All that matters is the final damn score.
I mean, Penn State would like a win. I mean, look at all the top 10 teams that are dropping every week. Right. These teams would all love to. Like, you don't think Penn State would have loved to have gotten a one-point win?
Yes. They would like to have one more view of that last.
They'd take one more inch in that ugly win. I'm sure I don't know what the line was in that game, but I'm sure they were favored by at least a touchdown or two.
They had that they took that back to school to check it like in slow motion with their own people to see if they didn't get screwed by a couple inches there or something.
They did get screwed. He didn't get in.
I do want to say this though, and I get it, man. I knew like right away, and all I was thinking is I was just glad they won. I was just glad they won. I just wanted to make sure when I looked at the standings that they were up there towards the top with Notre Dame, who's got to play Clemson in a couple of weeks. And I just wanted to make sure that they're up there with North Carolina and all those other schools. I just wanted to make sure. If you think the coach is going to apologize, and again, they got to get a lot better. I don't disagree with that. But how would you like to lose that game and what it does the rest of the season right now? What are they, 5-1 now?
Yeah, I just don't think many people would have thought 5-1 at the midway point of the season. You're ranked in the top 10. I just don't think many people would have, before the season started, predicted that. Well, you're going to beat every other team on your schedule except for Clemson at the first half of the season. Like, you wouldn't have taken that?
In a heartbeat.
Crazy not to, right.
Yeah. In a heartbeat. I mean, I was hoping Clemson, they were going to be closer.
But we went through the schedule. You didn't think they were going to be 5-1 at this point.
I didn't think they were going to be
all
Clemson.
Those games. They had a couple. They had a tough game against Louisville. I mean, Florida State in there. Like, there are some tough games on that schedule.
What'd you say about Florida State? I didn't get what you said.
Tough game.
That's always a tough game, Joe.
They're bad right now. Let's just leave that. I understand it's a rivalry.
The Louisville or the Pittsburgh would have been a
good one. FSU beat, they beat someone the other day, didn't they, FSU?
Yeah, they beat North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. They're good.
North Carolina thought they were pretty good after putting 100 points on Virginia Tech. And then
North Carolina, another team that would have liked to have won by one against a bad Florida State team.
Right, right.
Hey, listen, man, I don't disagree for the perfection Canes fans that want to get back to the way it used to be.
Can't you just be happy with a win, though? I mean, come
no.
on. I mean,
they
come
want
on.
They don't want to talk about the good parts. They want to talk about the coaching's not what they want, and certain areas of the team. Listen, certain areas of the team they got to get better. Offensive line is
it's bad, right? I wonder. And that's something I'll ask Manny about again. The same thing it had last week. What the offensive line graded out to be? Because it looked like they had another rough one this week.
Is this a gambling motivated thing, by the way? Because I don't know why fans care how much they win by. I mean, unless you're betting a 14-point spread, I think that's going to close that.
It's
like,
possible.
I don't know why anyone would care how many they win, but if they win by one or they win by 100, I don't know what the difference is.
Finally, Joe, we got a good text. We won. It's the ACC. Anyone can beat anyone anytime except Clemson. I'll take the W.
Well, that guy didn't bet the spread. Maybe he moneylined the Canes.
I don't think everybody. I just think I. You guys always think about spreads and the fantasy.
I'm trying to think why these people care so much how much they win by.
Because of the motivation, what they've been around. They've seen what perfection and dominant teams look like.
Joe, that was a long time ago.
I'm just saying there's a lot of guys. I remember the games like yesterday. Was that all of them? Damn near all of them.
They weren't yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. I was in like elementary school with my dad taking me to the OB.
You talking about older guys that are.
I mean, come on. This was a long time ago.
When your program has been someplace, by the way, this is going on in USC. It's going on here. It's going on in Nebraska, where they used to, same schools used to jump to the top.
Right.
When they don't, that's what they remember, man. How many times you hear somebody say, guy reminds you of some guy that used to play that's in the Hall of Fame now or something, or Ed Reed stand on the side. Ed Reed, right, that in that one, right, nationally televised game, they must have had 5 minutes on Ed Reed's, like, how great he was as a player. Like, we didn't know. One of the greatest safeties ever played in the history of football, period. Any football, pro football, old football, new football. Yeah, Ed Reed, a different guy, man, different level.
But it's getting close to being the same argument in a different manner as the Dolphins. We're looking for a franchise quarterback since Marino, and that was 2000. And the Canes are looking for that perfect team again, and that's from 2002, 2001, 2002.
Well, listen, we're going to come back, talk to Manny about everything. By the way, if we get it, can you imagine what Manny gets and the school gets after games? Woo, man.
Why don't you ask Manny if he's bummed out about not covering the spread?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Coach, you won the game, but you didn't win by enough.
Hey, man, I got to go to break because I keep this show on time, bro. I don't mess around. I want to make sure we get to Manny Diaz coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. Where do the pros go when they get injured? Well, enter Miami, who had a big win. The Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, they all go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Man, I'm telling you right now, they put together a group of doctors, some of the best sports doctors. I call them sports doctors because they deal with high school, college, and professional athletes' injuries almost 24 hours a day. That's what they're with the professional teams. They got professional college and high school athletes coming from out of state, coming in to see these doctors on recommendations, second opinions. And then people, hey, it's all about what sports doctors. Hey, when can you get me, doc, back out on the field? When can you get me back out playing the sport, individual or team sports? These guys are good, man. They've seen them all. They fixed them all. That's what it's all about at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. So good. Got a facility set up in Broward County for you, for the teams up there. You can go up there. They're going to have an unbelievable facility, Hard Rock Stadium, that's going to be done here pretty soon, that is going to be state-of-the-art around the Dolphins facility. Hey, man, I'm just telling you, you can go where the pros go and see those same doctors at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.